ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك أن لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. O my Lord, I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you. In this regard, we refer to one of the most important principles in supplication, which is the fact that there are some obstacles and hindrances, there are some impediments which prevent a prayer from ascending to the Almighty Allah. Now, from now on, we will try to explain more about the different effects of sins in veiling man from the Almighty Allah. We said that bad deeds play two roles in the previous episode. The first role is that they take man away from Allah, they cut him off from Almighty Allah. And the second role of the sins is that they prevent the prayer from ascending to the Almighty Allah. So it is the problem of the prayer itself that is somehow lacking the ability to reach the Almighty Allah. Now, let us have a look at the previous part of the Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا أَوْ وَنَفْسِي بِجِنَايَتِهَا. My soul with its offenses has deceived me, my dilly-dallying has deceived me, and then it came to mention this part we're discussing. The concept of soul we referred to earlier in the previous episodes, we have to consider one more thing regarding that. The soul, or qalb, is a connecting device which, on the one hand, receives from Allah, and on the other hand, it gives out. It has a twofold function. Now, if this soul loses this feature of connecting man to Allah, then it would be devoid of all its value. It would no longer be of any benefit. This soul would be lifeless, exactly like the physical heart at the time of death. On the one hand, the soul receives from Allah the Exalted, the guidance, the light, the spiritual insight. And on the other hand, it gives out this guidance and light to man, and it will be manipulating his movements. It will be controlling his speech, his actions, his stands and relations.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, having a look at the Holy Quran to understand this bilateral role of the soul from its different perspective, we understand that the heart receives from the Quran that which humbles and softens it. The heart interacts with the guidance of Allah and His light, which He has sent towards His servants. Because Quran indeed is a guidance from Allah, His light and His proof to His creatures, and it is the heart and soul that is receiving it from the Almighty Allah. And this guidance and light is specific to the hearts of the believers or mu'mineen and the pious ones. Now, when it has received it, it is the time that the heart plays the role of disseminating the light and guidance it has received. The role of heart in the process of receiving and giving out guidance is that of an arbitrary, because it receives this light from Allah and then directs with it man's power of sight, hearing, and the rest of his organs. Imam Ali alayhi salam, mentioning one of the characteristics of the Holy Quran, says, "The book of Allah by which you see, speak, and listen." And we all know that a deaf and blind person is unable to receive any call or light, and that is why he is unable to speak also. Anyway, this matter that the heart sometimes dies, it stops receiving the light from the Almighty Allah, is so important that we have the concept of death of the heart in our traditions. Also, some of the verses of the Holy Quran talk about this issue as well. For example, the Holy Quran says, "Indeed, you cannot make the dead hear, nor can you make the deaf hear the call." So this is this obscurity, this is this disconnection that will be one of the main reasons of the supplication not raising to the Almighty Allah. This is one of the aspects that stops the ascent of prayer. We will, God willing, talk about this fact more in the next episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Be with